Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. Breakfast is a snap for me because every morning I have a protein drink. I have one from JJ Virgin that I love that uses some kind of beef peptide protein. There's another one I love that, there's the great plant-based one I love through Dr. Frank Lipman at Lipman Wellness Center. There's all kinds. Now, my daughter, on the other hand, oh my gosh, breakfast is a nightmare. She reaches for the most highly processed things we have, which I just have for like a treat. And she's like, I'm going to have two cookies, but I'll have something healthy. And I'm like, no. So I made her an egg this morning. She has two bites. She's like, I don't like it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've tried everything with her. So thank goodness. We have Ashley Koff, registered dietitian. What to do when you or your kids are not a breakfast person. Ashley, help me and everybody else. It's like the worst time of day.
Totally. Because it's also like at that moment where like you just don't have the ability, like you're just trying to get yourself going. Like, so it's also,
yes,
you know, it feels like a very defenseless time, right? You know, in that way. One of the things is we are such creatures, our hunger has so much to do with our body actually being awake. And in particular, our digestive system being awake. And we all know as adults, like sometimes until we've had that bowel movement or we've gone to the bathroom, we don't feel like eating something. And that's why a lot of adults tell me they wake up and have their coffee first, you know, to be honest. The other part about it is a lot of times with kids, they are, you know, they're growing and they are waking up and their body is like, no, I needed more time. So one of the things that we try to do is actually, if they're legitimately, now this isn't the scenario that you described, but if they're legitimately saying they're not hungry, one piece of that is that hunger usually sets in when the body is actually awake. So the first thing you can do, and this is going to sound total drill sergeant, you know, you don't have to run into their room and like scream at them, but there can be fun things to incorporate in the morning from a wake up standpoint. And I'm going to sound like Pollyanna, like whose home is this, to say like have a dance party or do some exercise. But, you know, maybe on the weekend or we do have summer months approaching, this may be something that you can incorporate. You know, there isn't a rule that you have to eat the minute that they wake up. And it may just take some time for them to physically feel awake. It's a great time to be having some water, which also allows the body's digestion to wake up. So I think that part is key. I think the other part is you mentioned wanting to grab for treats. So treats are exactly that. They're things that we think that we shouldn't be having or that they're one-offs or we shouldn't have that often. So instead, what I love to do is turn breakfast into a treat opportunity, which is have flavors and textures and things like that that we do grab towards. So some of the really fun ones are, you mentioned two, you know, great, what I'll call more adult tasting smoothies. I don't even know if I would necessarily call them great tasting. They're great nutritionally. but we have, like, I have a carrot cake recipe for a smoothie on my website. You know, I have, like, Joe the Juicer has a bunch of recipes for more juices than smoothies, which you can pair those with, either add a protein powder in or you can have a handful of nuts. You can also do things like actually make breakfast cookies or breakfast brownies, and you can make a bunch of those ahead of time with your kids, by the way, and keep them in the freezer or keep them in that section. And so there is actually that win. You know, I don't mind putting a few chocolate chips into pancakes, for example, if it's going to feel more like a treat. And the reality is that may help you more during the week, which means that it makes your morning better than, on the weekend. Like some people say, oh, I just let them have a treat on the weekend for breakfast. But the reality is it may actually be more helpful and as a result healthful for all of you to do that part. The other part I talk about is breaking up your breakfast. So one of the key things there is to say that, again, when it comes to hunger, we just may not have it in the morning. And a lot of kids, when they go to school, are going to be having snack time really early. They're going to be having lunch really early. I mean, that's something I hear consistently. So it may be that sending them out the door with a few bites of something and making sure that they get in a glass of water is sufficient. And in that instance, I usually tend to turn towards things that are naturally pretty kid-friendly anyway. It might be like a cheese stick and a glass of water, or it might be a piece of fruit with a little bit of a nut butter, or it might be, making a little bit of a homemade trail mix and having them have it that way.
Yeah, no, those are good I have ideas. Three kids myself, and each one of my kids are so unique and different. So my son is a total cereal lover, and he'll eat oatmeal, and my little one too. She'll eat oatmeal and cereal as well. But my middle daughter doesn't like eating in the morning. And if she does, she'll have like some type of protein smoothie. But I do like, and Ashley, let's talk a little bit about protein in the morning, because I mean, I know for my kids, I want them to have protein. I want it to wake up their brain and I want them to be able to focus in school. So let's talk a little bit about some protein sources maybe that we can get into them and why it's so important.
Yeah, and remember, protein, we think about muscles, and I'm so glad you brought up brains, but remember, proteins are at the core of our communication in our body. So they're impacting the quality of our hormones and, as a result, the quality of our messages. So the mm-hmm. one thing we have to be clear is that junky protein, junky messages. We don't want that. Mm-hmm. So what we want to focus on are the whole food proteins. We don't want to be thinking about, you know, protein isolates or we've talked a million times about soy and, you know, GMOs, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's where, you know, I think it can be very easy. Instead of doing, we'll usually, and this has been a great crowd pleaser, we get the organic plain yogurt and then do have different toppings that people can top it the way that they want it. And so, you know, again, that can feel a little bit more like a treat. But yogurt can be a great source of protein. I mentioned your cheese stick. I am not against if you have a leftover chicken sausage. I'm actually for it if you have, you know, great quality like an Applegate mm-hmm. or you sure. have a wild salmon burger, or if you have a burger, or if you have a veggie burger. These can be great, like, easy options in the morning. And you're right. I think that the emphasis, the nice part about the protein is that you're starting their bodies off by making sure that they're getting something that's quality. And also that protein, as we said, is really going to help with the messaging. And that's something that may not happen. It can be a little bit harder to happen, especially school days or, you know, when they're sort of like off at things that you're not having as much control in. So I like that part. I have to emphasize hydration, though. And it really, you know, for me, that comes in the form of water. I think it's really important to create a habit of waking up and drinking a glass of water. And, you know, for kids, it can be a smaller size glass of water. I'm fine with that. If you can put water into a smoothie, so if your protein powder, and then you put, you know, half of a banana and some strawberries, and you make it really simple. Or one of the things I love to do is I actually like to put all of those ingredients into, I use a Nutribullet, into the cup the night before, and then it literally is like, depending on their age, they can blend it themselves or you can blend it, and we're good to go in the morning. And the liquid nutrition part for someone who isn't hungry or whose stomach may not have woken up is going to mm-hmm. find that very helpful from a not feeling like it's overwhelming their digestive system. Sure. But, you know, eggs are great. Eggs, if it can be great, I should say, if they are quality eggs. I just went through
organic.
This. Organic. And I think, you know, a really key part on that part, we like the pasture raised. We like to actually know that they're living the life that we would want for them, and then as a result, the eggs are a product mm-hmm. of that. So I think that can be key as well. If you have leftover grains from the night before, let's say that you had some quinoa, let's say that you had, even if that your kids love rice, if you have some rice and you toss some hemp seeds on it, that can be a great breakfast option, and it can be different than, say, an oatmeal, you know, so we've got some variety in there. I did purple rice
you
with
know
hemp
what?
Seeds. And that was fun.
Yeah, I love that you just said the hemp seeds, Ashley. I'm going to tell you a really quick story because we have maybe a minute left, not even.
Mm-hmm.
So my son, our next show, by the way, is going to be lunch ideas because
great.
My son, oh my gosh, my kids are impossible to give lunch to. And I laugh because I'm a nutritionist and I talk about food all the time, but my kids are, my son is really tough. So what I did with him the other day is I took out an organic piece of whole wheat pita. I put in some organic jam and I topped it with hemp seeds. And he loved it. And I was so excited because, I mean, look at me. I'm excited over the fact that he actually had hemp seeds because he would live on carbohydrates, but I was able to add to the omega-3s and the protein to it and the fiber. So it was great. And so now we have another lunch option. So Ashley, let's do that on another show because I think moms with kids, it's like we pull our hair out trying to find, you know, these lunch options that our kids are going to eat. And that's the key is what are they going to eat? So I think we should do that next
exactly.
time. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much for being on our show. You can learn more about Ashley at ashleycoffapproved.com. And you can follow on Twitter like we do at Ashley Coff. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.